now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Jack Sports. I'm Gary Lee. St. Louis Blues gave up 4 goals in the second period of a 5-1 loss to the Los Angeles Kings at Enterprise Center. Blues gave up the first 5 goals of the game before getting on board. Jordan Binnington was pulled from the goal after saving just 14 and 19 shots he faced. The 3-5-0 Blues are on a 5-game losing streak. St. Louis will host the Islanders Thursday night, and you can catch all of that on Q94. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies will host Link Year Prep tonight at the West Plains Civic Center. Tip-off is 7 p.m., and you can catch it all on Hot Country KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Harlan Hutchison has a little inside information about this year's Grizzly basketball team.
With last season's 11-20 record in the rearview mirror, the Grizzlies kick off a brand new campaign tonight against a quality opponent, the Link Year Prep Lions from Branson. The Grizzlies lost to Link Year by 1 last Thursday in their final exhibition game tune-up. Head coach Jared Fay is starting his third season as head coach, his first without COVID complications. Only 2 returners from last year's team, guard Sterling White and post player Dallas Clayton. The rest are freshmen, along with 2 talented transfers, according to Coach Fay.
We have 2 transfers in Aiden Gare, 6'3", 6'4", wing. Micah Garrett, transferees from Portland, Oregon, originally played at Casper. So those guys will start for us and be pretty good contributors. At the same time, we have some freshmen that kind of need to come along a little bit. I tell them to be patient with the process. I've been coaching freshmen for 20 years now, and that part hasn't changed too much, that it's a big difference for them. And you hope that your freshmen are better come January than they are right now.
Coach Fay says tonight's opponent, Link Year Prep, is a very good team with lots of size.
They have a 7'1", 250-pound center. He's a very good player. They have some very talented wings that we'll probably be recruiting, and I know other teams in our conference are recruiting. So from a talent perspective, they'll be very similar to teams that we'll see in our league. They're very well coached. Very, very good program there. They'll be a tough challenge for us.
Tonight's pregame with Coach Fay begins at 6:45 on KDY. You can see the live stream at 7 on Ozark Radio News. I'm Harlan Hutchison, Ozark Radio Sports.
In other sports, congratulations to the following Liberty Lady Eagles who made the all-district volleyball team. First team, Kinsey Daniels, along with Bree Daniels, Lila Jane Cordman. Making second team, Kylie Wagner and Corey Lynn. Honorable mention, Briley Wallace. Congratulations, ladies. Congratulations to Zizzer softball standout, Alyssa Joyner and Zoe Williams, on being named to the all-region team. Alyssa Joyner, first team pitcher. Her season stats, she's got a 2.4 ERA and 179 season strikeouts. Zoe Williams, second team infielder. Her season stats, she had a .424 batting average, .837 slugging average, 5 home runs, along with 23 stolen bases. Making all Ozark Conference team, first team, Alyssa Joyner and Zoe Williams, second team, Brooklyn Mead, honorable mention, Bailey Miller and Hannah Judd. Big district win on Saturday with both Zizzers and Lady Zizzers. And, this is a state qualification, and it marks the 45th consecutive state appearance for the Zizzers in cross country and the 35th district championship for the Zizzers since the team's entrance in 1978. The district championship made 31 total for the Lady Zizzers and is the 38th consecutive time for the Lady Zizzers to qualify for the state meet. The state championship meet will be held at Gans Creek in Columbia on Friday, November 4th. The Lady Zizzers will race at 11:15, and the Zizzers will follow at 12 noon. The team will depart on Thursday at 9 a.m. from West Plains High School, and would love to see your support from the community as they leave town. That is a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.